Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. I just love that you are somebody who is here, who is continuing to expand your consciousness and lift your energy. I love it. And I also love that this is the first episode of the year. So happy New Year, happy 2021. And as always, it is divine timing. You know, today's episode just has a really great message of empowerment. And the volunteer today, you're just going to love him. He's just such a sweetheart. The message that emerges from that is really powerful. And I think it's really an awesome message to start the new year off with. And by the way, before we do dive in, I want to address something because I know that there are a lot of different mixed emotions that people are having towards the new year and, you know, 2020, 2021. And some people are feeling really excited, new energy, excited to start the new year and making plans and goals. And there are plenty of other people who are feeling like, what's the point? And we're still in this mess. And, you know, there's no ambition and they're just feeling just stuck. And the reality of it is that I get it. I understand. I mean, I really, you know, if you think about during my injury, when I was wheelchair, walker, cane, and mostly in bed for almost 7 years, that's a long time. So I really, really get it. And I understand being cooped in the house for a lot of people. And of course, everybody's situation is different. I know there are some countries that are doing really amazing. And, you know, everybody's in a different place right now. But point being is the biggest thing you want to remember is that you really are the power in all of this. You know, if you think about the awareness, and I know that I've mentioned this on past episodes, but if you think about the awareness that there were more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any other time in history, and that was something that occurred, it's not just about money when I say that. And yes, absolutely, money's important, but it's the awareness that you don't have to have the exact same situation and circumstances as anybody around you. You know, the reality of it is I have worked with many different clients who are happier this year than they've ever been in their life. And I have plenty of my clients who have had the best, most prosperous year that they've ever had. And, you know, a lot of people did take some type of speed bump hit during COVID when it first started and, you know, different things like that. But a lot of people financially, physically, health-wise, life, happiness, love are having the best years they've ever had. And that's the norm in what I'm seeing around me. And it's not just because I'm so amazing. It's because we're so amazing. I mean, they're the one that's doing it. Of course, I'm coaching them with their mind. But the point being is that your mind is amazing and you want to remember that and really make sure to bring in the positivity. Even the guy from episode number 35, Corey, just sent in a message the other day, just like, oh my God, I'm so in love with life. Life is so amazing. He's just, I mean, he's such a sweetheart, just a precious guy. And I'm just loving how much he has fallen in love with life this year. And it's just beautiful. And so point being is that as we come into this new year, remember that you're not limited by what's around you, physically, financially, in your relationship, with your happiness, that as you really, really create those changes on the inside, your life. I mean, I know that, again, if you're somebody who's new to this, it may sound a little bit woo-woo. I know for me personally, when I first got into the power of the mind, I was very skeptical. I thought it was all really crazy, to be honest. And then I moved from everything is crazy and woo-woo to skepticism to then becoming determined to figure it out. And so that said, that's also why today's episode is really great, because it's a very empowering message. And so that's where we're going. Our volunteer today, his name is Carol, and he's just got this beautiful heart. He's just, I mean, you're just going to love him. He is such a sweetheart, and it's a very empowering message. And so that said, let's go ahead and dive in with Carol. Hello.
Hello.
Connect with you.
Yes, I'm so very excited to have this opportunity. I've just been really struggling to breathe through my nose. My passages just seem to be inflamed. And I've just struggled over the years. Like a few years ago, my nose just used to run and run and run. And eventually I went on to allergy medication, and that did help. But then my dad passed away at the end of last year. And after that, my nose just seemed to dry up and be almost blocked. Like I just couldn't breathe air through it very easily. Some days I can, and then other days it's just really, really tight. So it's an effort. So I'm really hoping that you can help me.
That is not fun at all. Let me just give me 1 second. So right now, by the way, if you try to breathe in through your nose, how does that feel for you right now?
I have been taking medication. I didn't today, just so that I could try and get a baseline. I can, but it is a little bit difficult. Like if I breathe in deeply, you might be able to hear. You can hear that it's just an effort.
Okay. And so if I ask you how blocked it feels, and the numbers for you, but if I said 0 to 10, how blocked you would say it feels right now, how much would you say it feels blocked?
About a 4 or a 5.
Okay. So give me just 1 second, and I am just going to check in and see what I find. Give me 1 sec.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 1 sec. Bingo. There we go. All right. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Bingo. If I ask you in your life how much you have felt like you weren't getting the respect or acknowledgement you deserve, how much would you say that's true?
That is quite true in a lot of areas. Some areas I do, but other areas I agree, not much.
Well, not as much. And if I ask you how much that's bothered you, how much would you say that is?
I think a lot of it's probably internalized and subconscious, quite a bit. I would say probably at least an 8 out of 10, if not a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. All right. So let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I just love his self-awareness and self-honesty. Just so impressive always. And second, I want you to notice that he was saying that as far as the feelings of not getting respect and acknowledgement, that it was happening in some areas of his life were good and other areas were not. And now as I step back in with him, he's talking about a lot of the hurt that's also come from this. So that's pretty high off the charts. So that's part of what we're going to talk about coming up. But the thing I want to point out here is this, is that all the time people will have a painful spot in life. And because it's good in a different area, you know, where it's good in some areas and not in others, they tend to feel powerless, like they're stuck in those circumstances and they don't see that they can really change it. And if you think about it for a moment, this is a bit of a theme because this is exactly what was also happening with the last volunteer that I worked with, is because she had certain areas that were good in life on one note that she felt like it couldn't be her pattern, that it was the other people. But then what happens is when people feel like that, then they start to feel hurt and they start to feel like a victim to the circumstance and not feel empowered in their life, but instead just stuck and having to deal with it. And that's the part you'll want to remember, is that if there is something painful showing up in your life, there's always some type of link that's going on the inside that you want to shift. All right, so that said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Carol. And I want you to notice also the part that's not only been frustrated by this, but has also been really hurt about this on the inside. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if I ask you how much hurt you have around this, how much would you say that is?
Sure. I'd probably say also at least an 8 out of 10 as well. Mm-hmm. My mind can rationalize things, but your heart and your body feel differently. Can really feel the emotion behind this.
Okay. And so I love your awareness. I so spot on, exactly like you said, your mind can rationalize and justify and all of that, but there's emotion behind it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful self-awareness. I love it. All right. And bingo. So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. Bingo. And just for a moment, I want you to picture that there is this man who goes into a boardroom. So he has a board meeting and he goes into the boardroom and he's not feeling good enough and he doesn't feel so secure and he feels less than and not really good enough. And he goes into the board meeting and he wants to get everybody's attention and he wants everybody to respect him. How does that go for him?
Not very well, I'm sure.
Not very well. Okay. Now I want you to picture this same guy. Instead, he feels really good about himself. He loves who he is. He feels like he's wonderful. He feels confident and he feels just really, really good about who he is. He loves who he is and he respects himself and he walks into the boardroom and he wants everybody to respect him. And he's good to people and kind to people and all of that. How does that go?
Much, much better.
Better. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a breeze.
What's that?
I'm sure it's a breeze.
You're sure it's a breeze, right? So I'm going to ask you just for a moment to breathe. And I want you to notice all of the hurt and the frustration and the upset that you felt with this. And if you think about it, when we use those boardroom examples, we weren't changing everybody in the room. We were just changing how that guy feels about himself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And if that scenario number one, where he's going in and he's not feeling respected and he's not feeling good enough and he's going in and then he's upset about everybody, not treating him well and all of that. Does he need to be upset and hurt? Or what if he just starts working on the inside to really change himself?
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, isn't it great that he didn't have to change everybody in the boardroom?
Yeah. Almost an impossible task, wouldn't it? Keep him busy for the rest of his life.
Exactly. And when you stop and think about attracting, how we attract things and manifest in our lives, I would say a combination of things are true, is that either different people are going to show up in the boardrooms that he's in, and also people are going to respect him and, at a different level, right?
Yeah.
So even if you look at, you mentioned your father, were there people in life that your father really respected?
Yes.
Yes. And were there people in life that maybe he didn't respect as much?
Yes.
Yes. And so notice the difference was not your father. We didn't say, oh, well, we just need to get rid of your father or change blah, 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 or whatever else. That there's different people that he respects or doesn't necessarily respect so much, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was what was true for when he was, you know, living and in his physical body and all of that. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to think about yourself for a moment and a few things. I mean, can you see how you can be and position yourself as somebody who gets respect? Or you can position yourself at scenario one that's walking into the boardroom where you want respect, but you're not getting it. And that starts as an inside job, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And so if I ask you on this topic right here, with the emotions and the hurt and the upset about this and all these emotions that have gone on in the past with this topic, right?
Yeah.
If you knew that it was an inside job, that it meant you needed to change on the inside, how much hurt would you hold on to?
Probably none.
You wouldn't need it, right? You'd be like, what do I need to do? Just change. Let me just boost myself on the inside. Let me solution this instead of feeling hurt and upset about it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And by the way, I'm going to ask you to try to breathe through your nose and let me know what your level is.
It definitely feels slightly easier.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So just for a moment, I'm going to ask you to breathe. Okay, so you notice a difference, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I want you to give it a level. 0 to 10, what's your level? Level of feeling blocked, what's the level?
I think where it was 4 or 5, I would say it's more like a 4 or just below a 4.
Okay. That's what I get, about a 3 point. I get about a 3.2, but we'll go with your just below a 4. But okay. you distinctly notice there's a difference, right?
Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And relax. And so I want you to notice that you're seeing that this is the route that we need to go, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you, would you be willing to let go of the hurt? Completely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, if you think about it for a moment, if that scenario number one, the guy goes into the boardroom and he's not feeling good enough about himself and he's not respecting himself and he's feeling less than, and as he goes in and insecure and blah, 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 and all these things, and that's how he's feeling. And then he wants respect and nobody's really giving him respect. So he's really upset and he's really hurt and he's really, his feelings are really, really, really hurt. What would you tell him?
I would tell him he's wasting his time. I would just tell him that he was definitely just focusing on all the wrong things and he could really just relax and let all of it go.
All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, I just love his sense of humor and his laugh. Just so great. Just wonderful. And I love his response. You know, if you're upset, you're wasting your time, you should relax and just let it all go. Beautiful. I love that. And just for a moment, that is key, that you will want to let go of the negativity. And I do just want to point out for a moment that you want to remember that doesn't mean avoid the negativity either, because some people will just try to do that. They just look away and pretend like it's not there. You want to remember that you really want to let it go. And the reason I emphasize that is, again, thinking to the last podcast episode. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, that woman couldn't see. I mean, she couldn't drive anymore. She was blurry. Everything was blurry at a level 8. And just by changing two things. She was able to clear her eyesight and be able to see clearly. That's powerful. And both of them were things that she did because of her spiritual practice. But when you stop and think about it for a moment, just shifting her energy cleared her eyes. That's powerful. And so it's not that you want to just avoid any hurt or negativity and pretend like it's not there. You'll want to address it and really release it fully and create that shift. And I see so many people doing things in working with their mind where they're actually ingraining problems or even creating problems, like the last episode. And, you know, they're just using their mind in a way that you don't want to. And I see things like that all the time. I'll see people say, oh, you know, brainwash your mind into being happy. And they're like ignoring the current. I mean, I've even seen people in the past week that are like compartmentalizing thoughts. They're going, oh, this part is the hurt part. This part, just all kinds of things. And you want to just remember, keep it simple and create a real shift. And by the way, coming up, there's something that Carol does that actually reinforces the pattern as well that is common. And so we're going to address that and also create that shift. Here we go. Okay, great. So just for a moment, I want you to notice all of the hurt and the upset and the emotion and all of that stuff behind it. And just for a moment, could you tell Carol? It's not personal. It's not something that's meant to be hurtful. It's not something that you can't control or can't change. Doesn't need to be frustrated or pissed off about it or any of that, that it's within Carol's power to change it. Whose power?
Carol's power.
Mm-hmm. Can you take that in?
Yeah, that feels like such a sense of relief. It's amazing.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. So I'm going to ask you to bring that in, and I'm going to ask you to feel that feeling of feeling empowered. It's within your power. Take that in. It's within whose power?
Carol's power.
Great. Take that in. Take that in. So how much are you powerless?
Zero.
Zero. And how much do you want to be frustrated about this? You could be frustrated or you could change.
Yeah.
Or you could be frustrated. Yeah. Or you could change.
Oh, thank you.
Or you could be frustrated. What?
It's so clear when you put it that way, isn't it?
Perfect. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. And actually, I'm also going to ask you to notice the level in your nose.
It feels like about a two.
And try to... What?
Yeah. Feels like about a two now.
Nice. And who's doing that?
Teamwork, I'd say.
What?
So it feels like teamwork.
it feels like good teamwork. And the power, you've got the power in this, but great, great teamwork, right? So I'm going to ask you to breathe. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good, good, good. I'm going to ask you to breathe.
Yeah, it feels like about a one.
Mm-hmm. Great job with your energy. Really, really great job with your energy. And bingo. Give me one sec. That. Bingo. So I want you to notice, bingo, that old feeling of feeling like how it felt a bit pissed off towards the situation. I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice any of those feelings and just remind yourself that you could hold on to those feelings of feeling pissed off in the past and blah, blah, blah. Or you could just say, well, let me just change this. It's a lot easier and more effective and it's actually going to work. And it's a much better way to go because kind of like this, if the guy in first scenario, boardroom, is just pissed off and upset and hurt and mad and upset and pissed, what does his future look like?
More of the same.
More of the same, right? More of the same. What does his life look like if he keeps doing that? What does it look like 30 years from now?
Rinse and repeat. And it's so unnecessary, isn't it? It's like you create your own reality, so... You're just projecting your own feelings or your own thinking.
Exactly. It just goes into this pattern and then more hurt and then more upset and blah, 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 and all these things. Now, if he just looked at the other picture of walking into the boardroom and said, okay, well, I've got to make this change inside for real, and I've really got to make this change, and I'm going to do this. It's important to me. I'm going to follow through. I'm going to make this happen. And he really just followed through and he did it. And he really brought in those feelings and really felt incredible. And he did that.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just enjoyed how good it felt. Yeah.
Bingo. Not only, yeah, enjoyed how good it felt. And not only that, but from a place of feeling really good about himself. Where is his life 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now?
Yeah. Just in a completely different place. Hey. A place with all those memories of good times and good feelings. And
yeah, not only that, but what he feels like he can do and he's capable of and confidence and feeling good. Then not only does he feel better walking into the boardroom, but he feels walking in better into his life and what he accomplishes and does. It's a whole different ballgame, right?
Absolutely.
Great. So I want you to go ahead and stay stuck in scenario number one and let me know how that goes for you. You just be pissed off and hurt and upset and all of that. If you want. Or you could change it. You could really let go of the hurt, let go of the upset, let go of pissed off, and instead taking a feeling of feeling like you're the power, you're amazing, you've got this, and really, really feeling that and bringing that in and making it happen. What's your choice?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's no choice really, is there?
You're incredible. You're incredible. You're incredible. And I'm going to ask you to breathe. Good, good. Great job with your energy. Really, really, really awesome. I'm going to ask you to breathe through your nose and notice your level.
Feels like a 0.5.
It's beautiful. Absolutely. And bingo. That's what I have, 0.5, 0.6 right there. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And bingo, give me 1 second. I'm probably just going to, bingo. I'm going to look at if there's another piece or if I just need to push this a little bit more. We'll see what, bingo, give me 1 second. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for 3 really quick things. Number one, how freaking amazing is he? He's doing it. He's bringing it down. So impressive. I love it. Number two, you just heard me say to him that I'm going to look for another piece or to see what's left. And you'll want to remember to think in that way for healing. That is key. And you may have heard me use this analogy before if you've been listening to past episodes, but the best way to think about it is like this, is that if you are making cake and if you have flour, that's not enough to make cake. But if you have flour and you mix it with other ingredients, you can make cake. Okay, now of course, an illness is much different than cake, but the point being is that there's always multiple ingredients. And so we're at this place right now, and that's what I said to him, as I said, let me look for what is left or another piece. And that's what I'm looking for to be able to bring it down the rest of the way. So there's that. And then also number 3 is both a quick insight and a tip. You know, I always say that I make this look really easy, and I do. I mean, he's had these issues for years now, and here we are in minutes where they're literally going away, and he's doing it. I'm just coaching him to use his mind. But I want to emphasize that I make it look really easy and that every single thing that I do is for a reason. And so what you'll want to notice, and this is also the tip, is that notice how much I've used his name, Carol, in this episode. I mean, more than any other episode combined. And part of it is because I need him to also be changing and feeling it about himself and his identity. And point being on that is a few things. The tip is that if you're working on changing self and identity, that if you can use your name in your programming, that will be helpful for getting it in at a deeper level in your mind. So that is key. Secondly, is just to really emphasize, when I say that I make this look really easy, it's because literally every little thing that I'm changing in the brain is really just working together to get the results. And the reason that I emphasize this is because I don't want to be misleading and say, hey, you should be able to clear your pain in 10 minutes or 15 minutes, no problem. That's typically not the case. Every little piece is important. And so that's where we're going as we dive back in, is just finding that other little missing piece or other little bit left to create the rest of that shift. And then we'll break it down even further with things you do and don't want to do with your mind. Here we go. Bingo. Okay. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to ask you to notice inside that there are a few old feelings. How am I going to describe this? There's a few old feelings of some old tears regarding this topic, like hurt, sadness, feeling bad, like self-sympathy, if you will, towards this topic. Can you see that old feeling?
I can. Yeah.
Okay. And what do you think you want to do with that feeling?
I think that I would actually probably just like to just spend a moment in counsel with it.
And you want to spend more time with it?
Just send it love and say it's
Quick question.
Yeah.
If you give a stray cat a little bit of love and food, what happens to that stray cat?
Oh, it's going to stay attached, isn't it?
Yep, it is. So let's not send it love.
Oh,
let's not decide.
Like, okay, no cancel, delete.
Yes, cancel. Okay. So this is a thing. Okay, so, all right. So out of curiosity, if you had a kick me sign on you right now, how soon do you want to get that sign off of you?
Oh, most definitely straight away.
Okay. Wouldn't you want to like send it a little love and hang out with it a little bit more?
You're very good at making it very obvious. No, I would actually just be done with it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Great. All right, so let's go ahead and pause it just for a quick moment. You know, first and foremost, he's down to a level one, which is really awesome. He's doing such a great job with his energy. Just awesome. Second, notice that he said he was going to send it love. And I want to say eek to that. And it's not just Carol who thinks in this way. I see this all of the time. And you definitely do not want to do that. In this situation, if he did send it love, it would do one of a couple things, if not several things. Typically, it could bring the pain right back. So that would just further ingrain it. Or it could continue to get rid of it, but just move the pattern to something else. Or another thing that could happen is it could show up in the nervous system as something like, you know, self-sympathy of feeling bad for self for that. You know, there's a lot of different ways that it could show up, none of which would be positive and likely would impede long-term results and could even just bring back the stuffiness in his nose right away anyway. If he just did that for a couple minutes, it could even bring it right back. So there's multiple different things that can happen. And again, the reason that I pointed out is because it's not just him. I hear people wanting to do that all of the time, which again, just further ingrains patterns. That's part of the reason that people have such a hard time creating a change and getting a real results with healing, is because instead of releasing patterns, they're reinforcing and they don't realize it. And so you definitely just keep in mind, you won't want to send a pattern love. And just the same as, you know, you wouldn't want to feed a stray cat and expect it to go away. Now, of course, I love all animals, so I would be the type to feed cats and animals and everything else because, of course, I love animals. But anyway, point being, don't feed something you want to get rid of. Don't give it love. Instead, just completely let it go. All right. That said, let's go ahead and dive back in with Carol. So So I want you to notice some of those old tear, feeling bad for self pattern energy from the past. And what would you like to do with that?
Just let it go. Like, just
there, yeah, we go.
Send it up at all.
Good, 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 good. Bingo. So I'm going to ask you to breathe. And I'm going to push a little bit. And I'm going to say, no, you go ahead and hold on to some of that kick me sign and that self-sympathy, blah, blah, blah. You go ahead and hold on to that for a while longer. Give it some love. Keep it. Let me know how that goes for you.
Thank you. I can feel it's just dissolving.
You're like, no. So I want you to say, no, I'm letting it go right
no,
now.
No, I'm letting it go right now.
Say it again.
No, I'm letting it go right now.
Awesome. 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 And ask you to breathe. And I want you to notice the level in your nose.
Wow.
And breathe.
That is amazing.
Notice the level in your nose.
It feels like it's a zero.
Right? Woo! Awesome job with your energy.
You are a genius. Absolute genius.
You're so sweet. Thank you. You're powerful. You.
Wow. And how simple was that process? But it just... Wow. I just honestly thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. That was absolutely nail on the head. And I just feel I just feel so clear and I just feel so empowered to.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Awesome. All right. And I want you to notice though. So for you to sustain this, for you to keep this, you're going to need to reinforce it. And so I want you to notice also that there was a part of you when you were wanting to like send love and different things like that. So you'll want to do it exactly like we did it. Okay. And so just reinforce it. And then also I want you to purposely follow through in feeling good about you. So on top of this piece, I want you to make sure to start bringing in feelings of feeling good about you and really bringing that in.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That sounds really good.
Awesome. You're amazing. You are so beautiful. Great job with your energy. Very impressive. And bingo. All right. What?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I just want to say, honestly, there are not enough words to say thank you. It's going to be life-changing.
Oh, my heart receives that. It is. You know, honestly, that feeling of not being able to breathe through your nose is not fun, right? It's frustrating.
It's terrible. It's actually so frustrating. It really just, impacts everything. So I feel very, very excited.
Yay! I love it. I love it. And beautiful job with your energy. I just love it. Beautiful. Great self-awareness. Just so impressive. I'm totally impressed with you and you're beautiful. So beautiful job. And it has been such a pleasure connecting with you.
Thank you so much, Brandy. I can't tell you how much this means to me and just how excited I am that I've gotten a solution to this and gotten to the bottom of it. And so I just want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you are just amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet. My heart receives that. And yay, I love it. I love it. You're beautiful. And I wish you a most wonderful, fabulous, happy, beautiful rest of your day.
Thanks so much. Same to you.
Thank you, love. Bye.
God bless. Bye.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring everything together. You know, first and foremost, I have to say, I just want to hug this guy. I mean, he's just so sweet, so precious. Great job with his energy. Just really, really awesome. And as far as moving forward goes, bringing this together, what I'd highly recommend doing is from this all, you really start to look at the power that we have. Of course, you can see how quick we can shift health issues that have been going on for years, which is really impressive. But you just see how powerful our energy is. You know, the fact that he shifted that and he could breathe clearly, I mean, it's just awesome. And I mean, even if you think about the last episode, the woman who shifted her mindset and her eyes, she could see clearly again. I mean, just incredible. Or every single past episode, I mean, it's just amazing how powerful our energy really is, not just for our health, that of course is key, but also our life and what we're manifesting and attracting in our world. And so That said, my biggest suggestion as we're stepping into this incredible new year is for you to think about something that you want to bring out in yourself. Maybe it's even more love in your life. And so you bring in self-love and really start bringing in more love into your heart. Or maybe it is respect and acknowledgement. And so you really start bringing that in. Or whatever it is, maybe it's more kindness, you know, just thinking about what it is that you want to bring in and feel about you as you step in to this incredible new year and just saying, you know what, I'm going to make sure this is a great year. Because again, I'm telling you, for 2020, I have seen and worked with people who hit quite a bump in the beginning of the year that through, you know, looking at things and changing their energy and shifting it have really turned this into a banner year. And that's my hope for you for 2021, is that no matter where you are or what country, what situation you're going through, you know, and again, I know we're in 71 or 73 countries now. So you know, there's a lot of different things going on for different people, but whatever it is in your life that you want to bring in and just say, you know, game on. 2021 is going to be great because you're going to make it great and you're powerful and it's beautiful. So that said, guys, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. I love connecting with you. And if you love the show or you learned something, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and make sure to share it with the people around you. The more you share it, the more we can change our world for the better. Also, I love hearing from you. If you'd like to send me any questions or comments, please visit me at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctor. Instead, you'll want to continue to work with them and make it your goal to blow their mind with what you are capable of with your mind. Thank you.